Hey, kids. It's your old pal Stu here. Yes, it's just after 6 o'clock. Time once again for the Twang Trust. The only show that brings you both kinds of music. What do we have for you tonight? Dauphin and Winkler, I think. Yes. Tonight, it's Dauphin Country Fest Palooza. Yes, we've got the music director guru from Dauphin Country Fest, Neil Peterson, in the house tonight. We're going to be talking with him. We're going to be going over all the twang trustery that you'll be able to find in Dauphin this Canada Day long weekend. So stay tuned for that, along with your chance to win passes to go to the thing. Wow. Yeah, that's tonight here on the Twang Trust.
Well, that's an old toaster. It just needs a cord. And there's a full set of coasters if there was only one more. But that's a brand new barbecue. It's my brother Pete's. When he bought it, he forgot that he doesn't eat meat. And it's a big-ass garage sale at a quarter to ten. Another one for parts, and it's a big ass garage sale at a quarter to ten. No early birds, 'cause we're sleeping in. Our mama's in prison, we're trying to raise her bail.
Ah, yes, the big-ass garage sale for Mr. Fred J. Eaglesmith. And, speaking of big-ass garage sales, this Saturday here on CKUW, what is it? Is it 8 o'clock in the morning? Or I guess it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Yes, this Saturday, the debut of the 2006 edition of Garageland Radio. And who will be one of your co-hosts this Saturday? Well, it'll be me. So tune in Saturday morning for hot tips on all the coolest garage sales in town, and garage sale trivia, and garage sale music, like that one. I bet we'll play that one again this Saturday. I can almost guarantee it. Yes, so tune in Saturday for Garageland. But enough of that. Fred Eaglesmith, who we just heard singing that song, he's going to be in Dauphin this coming Canada Day long weekend for a thing they call Dauphin Country Fest. And We have standing by a fella who knows a little bit about Dauphin Country Fest.
Thanks, Stu, for making me feel at home. Fred Eaglesmith and garage sales, the most popular sport in Dauphin, garage sales. So,
oh, I bet.
It's a great start to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Neil Peterson from Dauphin Country Fest. And we're going to be spending the next 2 hours talking about Dauphin Country Fest. what's coming up this year and what happened in the past and all like that. And now the thing is, some folks might think, oh, a country festival, you know, what a mainstream thing. What is the Twang Trust doing? But there's some fringy stuff happening.
Well, that's right. That's one of the reasons I wanted to be on your show here, Stu, is because a lot of people have the impression of country music is your commercial pop country music. But at Dauphin Country Fest, if you've ever been there, we make a real effort to get a lot of Twang Trust kind of artists there. And Fred Eagle Smith is a great example. Fred's played our festival 3 or 4 times. He's back this year for the whole weekend. So we're really looking forward to that. And, you know, we want to let people know, I mean, you can't come this year because there's no tickets unless you win the 2 that we're giving away here.
I have 2 in my pocket as we speak, and they can be yours. If you want to join in our little contest, we've got a contest. The thing is, you've got to be creative a little bit. You got to work for these things. The whole thing is we got a question for you, which is, if you really wanted to annoy Fred Eagle Smith, what would you yell out at one of his concerts? And people do yell some crazy stuff out at him, and he does get annoyed.
Well, that's right. And I've seen Fred, I think, 30 times now.
Wow.
So I'll probably know, probably able to help you pick the winner out, because I kind of know what annoys him.
Yeah. It's easy to do, I think, you know. Fred's getting crustier as he gets older.
Well, I think that's part of his appeal.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like I said, you know, we obviously have a lot of, you know, mainstream commercial country. Like this year, we've got Leanne Rimes and Joe Nichols and Montgomery Gentry and Terry Clark. But at the same time, we have, as I said, Fred Eagle Smith. We've got Roger Maron, who used to be the guitar player for Fred, Rami Mays. We got 3 really great singer-songwriters from Texas, Slade Cleaves, Mark Jungers, and Adam Carroll, who some of your fans might be familiar with, Slade Cleaves in particular. So Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, the Stony Point Bluegrass Band, lots of different acts from Winnipeg that aren't really mainstream country. And we have 3 stages at Country Fest. And so usually the Hilltop and the Alternative stage are featuring, you know, a little off-the-wall acts that you might not see at a country festival, and we're proud of that, too.
Yeah, I know. I've only been out there once myself, a couple of years ago, and I remember seeing Washboard Hank up there on the alternative stage. That was a hoot.
Yeah, Washboard Hank's a favorite, and I think you mentioned you saw Rodney Crowell, who was great.
Yeah, Rodney Crowell and Marty Stewart that year.
Marty Stewart, yeah.
That was a lineup, boy. That was hard to pass up.
Right.
Even though the place was drenched. Although the day we went, it was nice and dry, but the 2 nights previous were pretty darn soaked.
Well, I guess that's the beauty of Country Fest. It's sort of not like the folk festival where, you know, you have to sit in the muck once it rains.
Mm-hmm.
At Country Fest, it's a beautiful spot. It's a natural amphitheater in the side of the Riding Mountains. So every seat's great, and there are seats. The water runs away, and so even if it rains, you're not going to be getting wet. So.
Yeah. And we'll be talking about all sorts of stuff. But let's start off with somebody who's going to be there this year who I've never heard of.
Yeah, this is a guy called Mark Jungers. He's originally from, I think, Bird Island, Minnesota, so just across the border. He's now in Austin, where I guess all the great singer-songwriters end up. And I kind of got onto him through from Roger Maron, who used to be the guitar player in Fred Eaglesmith's band. And he's touring a lot in Texas, and he gave me a call and said, here's an act that you might want to have at your festival. He sent me some CDs. They're great, and so he's going to be there all weekend.
All right. Well, this is from his record, Standing in Your Way, and is this
Knoxville Girl. It's one of those great bluegrass numbers where someone gets beat with a stick.
Ah, that's all the best songs have somebody getting beat with a stick, don't they?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Town we all know well, and every Sunday evening out in her home I dwell. We went to take an evening walk about a mile from town. I picked a stick up off the ground and knocked a fair girl down. She fell down on her bending knee, for mercy did she cry. Oh Willie dear, don't kill me here, I'm unprepared to die. She never spoke another word, I only beat her more, until the ground around me whipped and her blood did flow. Go down in Knoxville, girl, with the Knoxville town got there about midnight. My mother, she was worried, and she woke up in a fright, saying, dear son, what have you done? Bloody or close up. I told my anxious mother I was bleeding from the nose. I call for me a candle to light my way to bed. I call for me a handkerchief to bind my aching head. I rolled and tumbled all night long as trouble was for me. Like flames of hell around my bed and in my eyes could see. Go down, go down, you Knoxville girl, in the dark and rolling eyes. Go down, go down, you Knoxville girl, can't ever be my bride. Hey! Carried me back to Knoxville and they put me in a cell. My friends all tried to get me out, but none could throw my bail. I'm here to waste my life away down in this dirty jail, because I killed that Knoxville girl, the girl I love so well. Go down, go down, you Knoxville girl, with your dark and rolling eyes. Go down, go down, you Knoxville girl.
Mama, don't you worry, I'm coming home today. And I'm tired of singing sad old country songs. Mama, I know you told me you were sad to see me go, but I'll be back before you know I'm gone. Now I'm a casualty at the bar of broken hearts. They fix me up with alcohol and tear myself apart. I used to stand up tall, but now I'm on the floor and I'm drinking at the bar of broken. Mama, I know you told me I shouldn't sing those country songs, 'cause it would lead me down the path of doing wrong. Lord, the drinking and the drugging and the women I adored, for all my vices I should have listened to you before. Bar of broken hearts. They fix me up with alcohol and I tear myself apart. I used to stand up tall, but now I'm on the floor and I'm drinking at the bar of broken hearts. Yeah, Mom, I'm drinking at the bar of broken. Thank you.
got chickens in my front yard. What they do is scratch and peck. I got chickens in my front yard. What they do is scratch and they peck. Come supper time, I'll go out there. Find me one and ring its neck. It ain't mean to show. It's just hungry is what I am. It ain't mean to show. It's just hungry is what I am. Ain't nothing in this world better than fried chicken, yes, man. If it rains today, oh, the backyard will turn to mud. If it don't, it won't. Either way, it won't rile my in the sky and fiddle and wood. I'm sitting on a porch swing, watching the sky and fiddle and wood. There's an old crow on the clothesline, counting his toes and feeling good. Yo. Chickens in my front yard. What they do is scratch and peck. I got chickens in my front yard. What they do is scratch and peck. Come supper time, I'll go out there. Gonna find me one and bring it to me. It ain't meanness, y'all. It's just hunger's what I am.
Hi, this is Basil Donovan from Blue Rodeo, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Welcome back indeed, and that was somebody I think we may have to thank Neil for his appearance here last year. Hayes Carl.
That's right. Hayes Carl played last year at Country Fest. He's probably the best new artist I've seen in 10 years. Just a brilliant independent CD. I think it went to number one on the Americana charts, first independent album ever to do that. And
wow.
Saw him first at Country Fest. And I know everybody that saw him there, I know Nathan was there and a couple of other groups from Winnipeg, and they just raved about how great he was. And then he played at the Times Change, I think, Monday after the event.
Yes, yeah, I was there. I didn't make it to Dauphin last year, but I was at Times Change. And, yeah, that was a phenomenal show, yeah. Boy. Yeah.
We'll have him back soon. We don't like to repeat artists too often year after year, but
sure. There's
a guy definitely we're having back. He's fantastic.
Oh yeah, absolutely. How did you come across him?
Well, you know, a lot of these acts. It's quite frankly, I got him from Fred Eaglesmith's picnic. Mm. Fred Eaglesmith has a picnic in Aylmer, Ontario, every year. Brings in a lot of new and different acts. A lot up from the States. And like this past year, I saw Gurf Morlix there. Slade Cleaves. The year before, Hayes Carl was there. Cam Penner and the Gravel Road have been there. So actually, I go down there and I pick up a lot of these alt country acts and then get them to come to Dauphin.
Wow, cool.
So
who's on your list of things you'd personally really like to bring through?
I'd love to see Lucinda Williams.
Mm.
Buddy Miller, though I saw him at the Folk Festival, Folk Festival last year. I'd like to see Hank Williams III, actually.
Yeah.
I'm impressed by his CDs. I'd like to see him live. So there's always lots of interesting acts out there. And as I say, once you kind of get a few connections, like as I say, before Hayes Carl, you played Roger Maron, used to be the guitar player in Fred's band. He's on his own tour now. He's been down in the States, and I keep in touch with him, and he sort of lets me know about a lot of acts that you might not maybe haven't heard of or seen before, and we like to bring them up. And as I say, this year Mark Jungers is one who we just heard, and Adam Carroll, and again Slays Cleaves is someone I saw at Fred's picnic. So that's where I pick up a lot of these acts.
Wow, neat. Yeah, we did hear. We heard "Bar of Broken Hearts" from Roger Maron's first album. Roger Maron and Hayes Carl played "Times Change" together last year. That was just
great guys and. A lot of fun.
Yeah. And Mark Jungers from Standing in Your Way. We heard "Knoxville Girl." That was a different take on that old chestnut.
Yeah, it's a great version.
Yeah. And coming up next, somebody else that I'm not aware of.
Yes. Next, we're going to play Matt Masters. He's from Alberta. He came, I guess, a little bit of prominence in Alberta's centennial. He set out to play 100 concerts for the centennial, and he played everywhere from backyard pig roast to casinos to birthday parties, whatever. And there's a big write-up about him in the Globe and Mail. And again, he's someone that I saw at Fred's picnic last year. He's coming to Dauphin this year. He's just got a brand new CD, and it hasn't been released. This is going to be a world premiere tonight. He's sort of a chronicler of Alberta history, writes about a lot of the historical events and people. I think he's working on a history degree, though. I think he told me he's 9 years into it, spending too much time on the music. But this is a brand new CD that, and this is done, he did with a bunch of session players in Toronto, like Wendell Ferguson. And it's a brand new release. He burnt me a copy and sent it here before. It hasn't gone to the printer or anything yet. So as I say, this is probably the first time and it's been heard anywhere. So
wow, cue the fancy graphics, and here he is, Matt Masters.
It's risky business, whiskey business. Just one sip to change your life. Trains and I've had whiskey on my brain. Jumped in that whiskey river once or twice. And oh, that feeling, it's so close to healing, but it just lasts for one night. Be the list a few of those friends that I have known. But when things start getting real murky, I go a hunt for the wild turkey. It's the one that makes me feel so close to home. Right. But if you're willing, if you're in.
guitar at the bar, it'll be just fine. Let's hear some guitar.
Mays here on the Twang Trust. That from the Guess Who's Home tribute album to the Guess Who. Burton Cummings getting ready to start his tour of Salisbury houses.
Oh, we had Burton Cummings in Dauphin just last month for the grand opening of our brand new arena.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It was good.
That's a better gig than playing a Salisbury house, I think. I got to design the ad for the thing that was in the paper on the last weekend, and I really wanted to do it as Burton Cummings is the new fat boy, you know, like hoisting up a big burger, but they wouldn't let me do it.
I wonder why.
Yeah,
that's a great CD that Rami's on there with all the local bands or Winnipeg bands doing the Guess Who tribute. And, and then right before that, we heard Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices with our buddy Jackson Haldane playing Molson Dry. I think the Derangers do that as well. And those are two Winnipeg acts that'll be at Country Fest this year.
Yeah, that song, Rob Weiermeyer, Composition. There's CKW content there. ex-programmer here at CKW, old Rob. He's in the he's one of the poor choices. And we started that set off with Matt Masters from Alberta, who will be at Dauphin Country Fest as well this summer.
That's right. And, yeah, so as I say, there's sort of a sample of some of the acts you'll see on some of the stages. Matt Masters will be in the Songwriters Circle this year. We do that in the main stage. We have five artists do about three songs each. This year we're really looking forward to it. We have Wendell Ferguson. He's the host. He's the, I guess, six or seven time, guitar player of the year, Canadian country music guitar player. Plus, he plays for symphonies. He plays everywhere. He's amazing. He's going to be the host. We have Fred Eaglesmith. We have Matt Masters, who we just heard. Mark Smith from the Poverty Plainsmen. And I guess the next guy, we're going to play Slade Cleaves, who's from, I think he's from Maine or Connecticut.
Yeah.
And now he's down in Texas again. He's fantastic. I've seen him as well. And as I was telling you earlier, there's an interesting connection with Manitoba. A few years ago, I don't know if people have heard, there was a fundraising effort out at Assiniboine Downs to raise some money to put up a plaque for a jockey that had been killed there in the 1920s. And it's one of these tragic stories that he got thrown off his horse and broke his back. And in those days, I guess jockeys weren't considered of much value. And he lay in the jockey room all day, and they wouldn't take him to the hospital. And finally they did. And he died a week or so later. And then, as I say, he was buried in basically an unmarked grave, or just with his name on a little gravestone. As I say, so that in 1927, the Jockey Club in Assiniboine Downs were just a few years ago raising money to put a proper stone up on his grave. Now, the interesting point, how we get around to Slade Cleaves, is Slade Cleaves has got a song called Quick as Dreams, which he wrote after reading the book Seabiscuit. And they had in that book the actual story about how this young jockey died. He was only 16, up in Winnipeg, and Slade Cleaves wrote a song about it called Quick as Dreams. So after I'd heard the song and talked to Cleaves, I went out to the Brookside Cemetery here in Winnipeg and found the grave, the original little markers there. Now there is a big new tombstone, a granite tombstone, and there's a memorial plaque up there now put up by the city of Winnipeg sort of commemorating that event. So it's kind of a neat sort of connection. Slade Cleaves reads about it in Seabiscuit and writes this song, and it's about Winnipeg, and he's going to be in Dauphin this year. So it's kind of a great little story.
Very cool. And we're going to hear that now. That's from his album called Wishbone. This is Quick as Dreams, Slade Cleaves.
My name is Tommy Luther. I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture I keep tucked in this old drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Well, I joined up with the races when they came through Alabama. They had a good young rider, just a boy named Sandy Graham. We were two kids run away from home when the world was breaking down. Didn't stay to see the family sell the farm and move to town. From Detroit to Tijuana to Annapolis we rode. They called us rookies, bug boys, we were just 16 years old. We were worth a couple of saddles and two big bags of grain. The big men owned the horses and they owned us just the same. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Well, it's Winnipeg and it's raining, but the track's not looking bad. They gave me Irish Princess, Sandy rode on Vesper Lad. We were flying down the backstretch, my horse was running proud. I pulled ahead of Sandy when a roar came from the crowd. I crouched as Irish Princess thundered across the line, and then I stood and turned around to see that friend of mine. Vesper lad was standing still, there must have been a fall. And in the mud lay Sandy, looking lifeless as a doll. Well, the crowd ran up to Sandy, they scooped him off the track. They took him to the office with shattered ribs and back. At the hospital next morning, I sat by Sandy's side. But the season would be ending soon and then I'd have to ride. Just a couple of days past Anvil, word came down the line. Sandy'd lost his struggle, we hung our heads and cried. It was poor old Mother Harris from the boarding house in town who paid for the little casket and laid him in the ground. I sent a couple of dollars, it was all that I could save. She drew me a little picture of the lonely rider's grave. I've kept it in my bedroom drawer all these 60 years. I still see that crumpled body now, but I'm too old for tears. My name is Tommy Luther, I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture, it's right here in the drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams.
CKUW is proudly supported by the King's Head Pub, 120 King Street. Now featuring nightly specials on some of your favorite brands from 7 p.m. to midnight, Monday through Thursday. Call 956-KING for complete info. Fridays and Saturdays always feature live music at the King's Head, and Sunday's always industry night with happy hour all night long and free pool. The King's Head is a private club. Members and guests welcome. Membership's just $5, available anytime at the door. That's the King's Head, 120 King Street, a proud partner with CKUW 95.9 FM.
Cowboy. Hey, this is Slade Cleaves, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
From the Toad of Titicaca, the classic, Dan Blocker by Mr. Gerf Morlex. There's somebody who's produced a number of Dauphin Country Fest veterans.
Yeah, and I understand he's producing a CD with Rami Mays this summer.
Yeah.
With Dan Walsh, Dobro Dan Walsh, used to be in Fred's band, is now touring with Rami. So
That's gonna be a heck of a record, boy.
Yeah. He's big time, Lucinda Williams, that, you know, that kind of thing. So
yeah, and he produced the Slade Cleaves track we heard.
Right. So anybody, if you want to, I said Slade Cleaves, if you want to drop by the Brookside Cemetery, if you like going through cemeteries and have a look at the marker. It's kind of nice now to know the song behind the story.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice to just to casually bump into Slade there.
I think he said he's going to drop by when he's in Winnipeg. He's actually met the widow of the Tommy Luther, who is sort of the person, the kind of the narrator of that song. Actually met his widow. She was about 95 and just passed away recently. But he spent the rest of his life kind of working to improve the plight of jockeys all over North America. So again, it's a neat little story.
Yeah. Wow. And in the middle there, we heard another Dauphin Country Fest act this year, the Cruzeiros. From their album Scandalosa, and it was a song that I'm certainly familiar with here on the Twang Trust, Cowboy Boots. We always play the original Backsliders version of that every once in a while. But it was nice to see that song's been covered.
Yeah, they're great, and they're from Kelowna. They've been at Country Fest before. They're really starting to pick up in popularity, well-deserved. One of these bands have been around for a long time and finally just starting to get a little bit more recognition. I know they had a video on CMT where they stuck him in a hot tub with some BC Lion cheerleaders. That wasn't their idea. That wasn't particularly their idea, but I guess that's what the producer wanted. But no, they're a great country band.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's nice that somebody who's having some actual commercial success is got something behind them. That's nice.
Yeah, they're kind of still true to their roots, even though they're getting a little more popular.
Wow, very cool. And we're getting close to the top of the hour, so we got the entertainment guide coming up shortly. And also, in addition to you being able to call in with your entry into the contest to win a couple of passes to Dauphin Country Fest this year. We're also going to register a couple of people to give away this pair of tickets to see Wilco, which is happening, it's happening the same weekend, actually, July 1st.
Well, gee, maybe you can go to both if they're free.
That's right. Who knows? Yeah, the Saturday Wilco and then the whole weekend out in Dauphin. But yeah, a little later we'll slip in a Wilco song somewhere tonight and we'll have Jeff Tweedy telling you what radio station you're listening to. And when you hear that, you phone in and register to win those Wilco tickets. We'll be giving them away the Wednesday before the show. And anytime you want to enter the Dauphin Country Fest contest, you can just call up at 774-6877 and tell us what you would yell out at Fred Eaglesmith during a show if you really wanted to annoy him.
You know, and you know, if you're a child of the 80s with the big hair and spandex, we have a classic rock and roll night every Saturday at Country Fest. This year it's Loverboy.
Yeah, I was hoping somebody had recorded like a bluegrass version of a Loverboy song, but nobody's taken the plunge yet, unfortunately.
Oh, well, maybe we'll get someone working on it for the weekend.
Or fortunately, yeah. I'm not sure how you want to look at that. But yeah, you've had some really classic country acts there, like Trooper.
Well, yeah, every year, yeah. The Saturday night on the Hilltop stage to close the night is a sort of a rock and roll show. We've had Trooper, April Wine, Doug and the Slugs, Chilliwack.
Have any of them done any like country songs?
I don't think so.
No,
well, but it's strictly a rock and roll night. Again, you know, we're in a small place, and a lot of people, you know, if you're not strictly a country fan, it'll give you can still come up and party at Country Fest and see some rock and roll, and who knows, you might see some country stuff you like too.
Yeah, although I still, if I was Miles Goodwin, I'd do a Hank Williams song. Come on, he should be able to pull that off. Oh well. Anyways, yeah, we're going to run away, we're going to pay some bills and do the entertainment guide. And then coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Mr. Robert Reynolds, who a lot of people know as bass player from the Mavericks, but he's in a new combo called the Hillbilly All-Stars.
Yeah, I think this will be the first place they've played in Canada will be Dauphin. It's made up of a couple of guys from the Mavericks, a guy from the BR549, and Mark Colley, who was kind of had a few country hits in the early 90s and now has sort of become more of a singer-songwriter kind of guy. But they should be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to that and chatting to Robert, and all that's coming up in the next hour of the Twang Trust. Stay tuned.
Wilco's back.
Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around.
Saturday, July 1st at Burton Cummings Theater. Don't miss Wilco. Get tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone 204-780-3333 or online at Ticketmaster.ca or HOB.ca. Check out Wilco's latest, Kicking Television, live in Chicago, in stores now. For more info, visit WilcoWorld.net. Produced by House of Blues Concerts Canada.
Hey everybody, it's time to get up.
It's going to be a great day today.
So let's go!
CKUW 95.9 FM presents the 7th Annual Ellis Street Festival, Saturday, June 10th from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. between Sherbrooke and Langside. Come on down and enjoy the festival. There'll be lots of fun activities for the whole family, including face painting, carnival games, clowns, magicians, jugglers, bouncy houses, street hockey, basketball, a barbecue, and lots of live local music. Some of this year's performers include Jazz on Wheels and the Sudanese Traditional Dinkin Dancers. For more information, call 783-6918. That's the 7th Annual Ellis Street Festival, Saturday, June 10th.
It's that time of year again. Rogers Wireless presents 4 weeks of garage sale radio. It's CKUW's Garage Land. Hear live citywide garage sale reports and cutthroat haggling Saturday mornings. Tune in from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the best and worst finds around the city. At CKUW, we believe that one person's trash is another person's garage land.
I just wanna stay in the garage all night.
CKUW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Ah, yes. The Entertainment Guide. That's that thing you hear three times a day here on CKUW. It's brought to you by the fine folks at Into the Music. What is it? It's concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. And what's going on these days here in town? Well, we here at CKW are proud to present, along with Uptown, Shadow Songs at the West End Cultural Center. Songs by Christine Fellows, overhead projections by Sherry Boyle, and special guest, you know him, you love him, Steve Bates. Yes, Steve Bates, former CKW program director himself, coming back. He's going to be a special guest at that show. It's the Rollout Roller Derby. CKW presents. It's continued on last year's success. The Queer in Your Ear proudly present this fantastic all-ages event, Rollout Roller Derby, June 8th, 7 p.m. to 9:30 at Galaxy Skateland. Admission is $5. CKW, Assiniboine Credit Union, and MGEU present the 5th Annual Run for Rights, Saturday, June 10th. And the Ellis Street Festival coming up on Saturday, June 10th, brought to you by CKW. 11 a.m. to 2:30 between Sherbrooke and Langside. Come on down and join us for the 7th Annual Ellis Street Festival. There will be lots of fun activities for the whole family. CKW also presenting The Devil and Daniel Johnson, a film at Cinematheque, running from Friday, June 2nd to Thursday, June 8th, 9 p.m. nightly at Cinematheque. It was the winner of the Best Documentary Award at last year's Sundance Film Festival. What else happening? Let's see. Closer to twang-related stuff at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club this weekend. Let's see. Tomorrow night, Righteous Ike. Then Friday and Saturday, it's the Dollar Tone Records CD release-a-palooza. Both nights, the D-Rangers new CD coming out. Yes, and Friday also featuring Adrian Sala and Rami Mays. Saturday also features Mayor Matt Allen. Tonight at McPhillips Street Station, you can go see Petula Clark. Crazy. Bright Eyes playing Saturday, June 10th at the Jim Cale Theater. Friday, June 16th is Elliot Brood. Yeah, Elliot Brood's coming. They're actually playing the Jazz Winnipeg free opening weekend kickoff thing in Old Market Square. They're actually playing Friday and Saturday. Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Check them out. Harry Manx playing the Jazz Festival this year. Tuesday, June 20th, along with Michael Casehammer at Manitoba Theatre Center. Wednesday, June 21st. Oh, that's the first day of summer. It'll be the unveiling of the official 2006 Twang Trust Song of the Summer. Yes, that's exciting, huh? Be here for that. I don't know what it's going to be yet. If you got a favorite song, you want the song of the summer here on the Twang Trust, feel free to call up and nominate it. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Ooh, they're part of Jazz Winnipeg, too. They're playing the Pyramid Thursday, June 22nd. If you saw her last year, you're going back, I know. It's going to be packed this year. Holy moly. She's amazing, Sharon Jones. We still don't really have details on the Jeffrey Hatcher show that's happening that same day, Thursday, June 22nd. Be here next week. We'll unveil details of that, and then we've got Jeff coming down next month. So he'll tell us in great detail all about whatever it is he's doing on that day. Rami Mays, Friday, June 23rd, a post-recording night of Rami and special guests, including Gurf Morlicks, who you just heard, Dan Walsh, Scott Nolan, Chris Carmichael, Joanna Miller, and more. And, Dauphin Country Fest, something we've heard a little something about. It's running June 29th to July 2nd. We've been talking about it all night. We're going to talk about it for the rest of the night, too. So stay tuned for more of that. And, of course, Saturday, July 1st, spend Canada Day with Wilco at the Jim Cale Theater. And do we really want to run down the Folk Festival stuff yet? Nah. That's too much entertainment for you. That's plenty. That's plenty. You've got enough to worry about. Okay, there's that noise. It's winding down. It's almost gone. It's almost gone. There.